Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another review from Experience Kills. I'm joined by my fearless leader, Ben.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And how are you, Cameron?
It's been good to get... It's been nice to be back. It's been a while since I got a game. And it's been a while since I've had the time to do one.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, we here at Experience Kills, we take on board the other commitments of our contributors, and I don't generally dump code on people when they say to me, oh God, oh God, oh God, I need a break. Which is what you did.
I need a break from my actual life. That's my problem.
Cool. So I guess your wife and kids aren't in earshot. Fair enough.
No, I'm pretty sure her ears are burning, though. Thanks for joining us today, guys. We're going to be bringing you a new game called Night Team 4, brought to you by Alice and Smith. Now, these guys have made quite a decent in-universe already with some of their other games, and in Night Team 4, you're playing as a junior hacker. So it's a military hacking simulator where you kind of explore the world of cyber warfare. And I'm not one for the kind of, you know, kind of tip-tappy typing everywhere, all the time, and I'm not very good at remembering those sort of long lines in code, but I did find myself enjoying it at times, despite what I may have said to you, Ben. I did find it enjoyable. I did feel quite like Mr. Hacker Man, Mr. Robot, you know.
Well, you feel like Johnny Lee Miller from the seminal 1990s action subterfuge movie Hackers? Also starring Angelina Jolie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh God, we can't get off topic again.
Well, that's not exactly off topic. That's relevant. That is a corner pop culture touchstone for hacking subculture, I have to say.
My subculture of hacking culture is more Matthew Broderick and War Games.
Nice.
More accidentally blowing people up by touching buttons than actually trying to hack into a network somewhere.
With the best ever name for a computer in anything ever, which was Whopper. Do you remember that?
I didn't actually remember that, but you know what? It's cheap and it gets the job done.
Yeah, I suppose so. Forgive us if we are, I guess, going off topic, because, yeah, you struggled with this a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm very much the... I like my puzzle games in certain ways. If I can find something I need to like use this with that, the old style point and click sort of thing, I'm quite good at. And I've done some kind of programming at times. I do like some web design and stuff like that. But when it comes to like deep coding, I'm terrible at it. So for me to kind of, because what they teach you, and they do give you a really nice tutorial, they teach you the techniques and the right phrases to use when typing. And they are actual real-life techniques that you can use. Like, not saying that, you know, by playing this game you will learn how to take down, you know, the administration and fight the power or anything like that, but it'll probably get you more used to it than not, if you follow me.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, even if you're learning a fake computer language, you're still learning and getting to grips with the tenets of how a computer language works, because they all kind of operate in similar ways, don't they? So by learning that, you're actually giving yourself a foundation in which you could teach yourself various coding languages like that are being used in video game design and whatnot today. So if that's something you don't enjoy or you struggle with, what you're saying to me is that maybe this is a bit deeper than some other hacking games such as Uplink that comes to mind for me, with by the guys called Introversion Software, who are local to us, or local to me as well, in the town I currently live in. They're the guys that made Prison Architect, but the first game they made was a hacking sim, which is the one I'll always remember, and fondly remember as well. Really enjoyed that game, but it was kind of simplistic. It doesn't sound like it was anywhere as in-depth as, was it Night Team 4? Yeah?
Yeah. Now,
has there been three other Night Teams? Or is the 4 something else?
Well, the fourth division of it, possibly. They didn't really say, like, they've, you know, the first three team have gone dark and exploded or sort of thing, you know? It sounds cool, I think. No one wants to be 19-1. They're always the first ones to get shot.
Beta testers, yeah.
Yeah, bloody beta testers. We're the hardcore, that's what we are. It's funny you used to say Uplink, because, like, I have had some experience with a bit of that. is very much, well, I don't want to say over-exaggerated, if you know what I mean. It's quite,
Uplink was like, while simplified, it was also heightened, wasn't it? It was like, everything was very rapid and immediate, and you always had very tight sort of time constraints. Whereas that's not really very realistic, is it? I mean, if you're doing coding and you said there was a lot of search-based sort of activity
IT
in 19.
Like
it's quite time-consuming, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was trying to access a certain thing. I was doing a certain command prompt, but I was trying to search for, like, a subdomain on, like, a forum to find it. But, like, it gives you an actual time limit. You know, you put in the amount of time you want your hacking program to search for, and I couldn't find it until I made it search for longer, and I was like, why didn't I think of that before? You know, like, it does take more time. Instead of like, here it is, it's there on a platter for you, you have to search for it, you know.
I understand, yeah,
which it does make you delve a bit deeper into the game though, which is really good. Speaking of, like, you know, really searching for it, they do, like 70 campaign missions for it, and like, but the side missions that they do when they update monthly, like, if you're playing it, you guys will actually have to trawl the actual internet outside of the game for websites that the developers have made to actually find more clues to help crack, like, the system, which is really cool.
That's so cool. I mean, the level of support from the developer there to, like, to actually go to the effort of constructing, breaking the fourth wall and constructing sort of fake web domains for you to find on the real internet. I love that. That's insane.
Yeah. So then you take, like, that internet's, that website's, like, IP address, and then input that into the game, and then it'll actually find the thing that you're looking for. And that'll be, like, the next step. You'll have to, like, find something in there. That's the clue there, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool.
As difficult as it was for me, because, like, I have a terrible memory for something, I actually had to use, like, a pen and pad to, like, write down certain parameters that you'd typically start using more often than not, because I'm that bad at remembering stuff. my entire monitor was pretty much covered in sticky notes for a good, like, you know, good amount of time.
I bet you that's not far from the reality of being a hacker, Cam. Honestly, mate. I mean, I bet you there are scribbled notes and bits of paper and, you know, rubbish all over the place.
Maybe.
That's the reality of it. And I think that's really cool that it kind of forces you to assume that really analog way of dealing with information as part of the process.
There were a little bit annoying, because there were some parts where you can't just copy and paste. There are some bits where you can copy and paste what you've done before, which is hella useful. But there are bits as well where you can't copy and paste, and it was sort of like, are you really going to make me type out all of this, and then I can copy and paste this bit instead? Like, why can't I just copy and paste both? You know? I mean, it's just me being picky, because, like, I mean, if you ever done any web design, it's like 80% copy and pasting.
I mean, is it some kind of security issue in the game? Like, you can't copy and paste from these restricted, I don't know, servers or whatever, and therefore you can't, you know, you're going to have to write it down and type it all out, that sort of thing?
Not all the time, because, like, I could run a search, I can search a database for a certain IP address for a certain, you know, scenario that I'm in, and I can copy and paste, like, the IP address, but, like, the actual command prompt that I may have used before, I can't just sort of scroll back and copy that and type that in as well, you know? It's
okay.
Like, there's some bits I have to retype the command for to do it.
And that felt artificial to you?
Yeah, I'm just probably just a bit picky about it. But I kind of wanted a little bit of the ease of that. Not to say that the game's, like, neither easy nor hard. It is, like, a good learning curve on it. You've got, like, people helping you on the sidelines, like, fellow agents giving you, like, the missions and everything. The voice acting for it is really good.
Brilliant.
Like, it's really nice and tight. It's not kind of too, like, fuzzy or anything like that, you know? It's been really nicely recorded. And the scripting for it's, like, really decent. Most of it is subtitles for you as well, so if you're having a quiet night or anything like that, you can read it instead of having to listen to it all the time. There are some bits which just aren't subtitled, which is kind of strange. Like, for your mission parameters, they'll say, hey, good job on that last one. This time we're going to need you to do this, 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 and this. And you can see that. But when there's, like, a transmission, like, between missions, sometimes there's no subtitles on it.
So they didn't bother subtitling, like, the incidental dialogue, but only the key dialogue?
Yeah,
that's what
I
it
guess.
Sounds like you've described. Yeah, that's a little bit frustrating. I'm the kind of gamer that I literally play all my video games with subtitles on, just because I sometimes get so absorbed in the action that I'll miss stuff. So I'd rather have the subtitles on. Yeah,
I'm the same, because like half the time when I'm playing some video games, like, and I'm not, I'll have like the music down from the game, but I'll be listening to my own music sometimes.
Hmm.
So for me, like, if the music's like, you know, really good banging tune, I'm you know, getting into it and I'm just blowing heads off or something, someone to say, don't shoot that child. Whoops. Did you say don't shoot that child? I didn't read that subtitle, I'm sorry. You know?
As a rule of thumb, don't shoot that child. Just putting it
if
out
I'm
there.
Playing as a terrorist.
If you're
okay.
playing Child Simulator 29, Child Murder Simulator, I should say, 2019, then I guess that's a fairly important thing to know or not.
It's probably better me doing it that game than in real life. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. God. Oh, God. Talk about hacking stuff again, please, Cameron.
Not hacking bodies or hacking computers?
No! Computer hacking! Computer hacking!
But yeah, I did enjoy a lot of the game. Some of the stuff I have read about it, the developers, like I said, they've got a lot of in-universe references as well to a lot of the other games they've made as well. They've got a couple in the series of kind of the puzzle-based, like, secret agent stuff. It seems to be their kind of niche. But they've got, like, in-references to the games in this game as well. So they're kind of keeping it all tied together, which is nice. I had to kind of read up on that myself because I didn't actually... haven't played any of the other games, but if they're I might have a look into some of their other stuff and see what they've got going on as well.
I mean what I saw of I watched some trailers and stuff, and I looked at the website and I went through the screenshots. It's got a really nice, clean, feels very realistic but like in a movie kind of way, aesthetic to it, and like visual presentation to it. I thought
it runs really nicely. It's nice and easy to use. And like aesthetically looks fantastic as well. It kind of makes it look like that, you know, you have got satellite scans really going on across like the globe. That this huge intranet that you're using is a real life thing. You know, it's, I'm not saying too Hollywood, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't look too Hollywood, like too fake. I think they've made it quite believable.
That's cool.
So at the end of everything, the game probably wasn't really for me, because it's just not my style above everything. But for what it is, you know, a nice program where you're imitating, you know, hacking software and, you know, sticking it to the man, bringing down the administration, that sort of thing. It's good. It's one of the better ones I've come across, like more extensive, let me say, of like compared to like Uplink. So it's got a lot more going for it. But it's worth having a go if you're into that genre, definitely.
Cool. I might look it up actually myself. I do love a bit of cyber hacking. I can feel like I'm John Lee Miller, a reference you didn't even understand because you're too young and I feel old. But that's fine. That's okay. I might check it out myself.
That hurts my feelings.
Why? Because you're younger? That's a good thing, mate.
Hey, I mean, the fact that I made a War Games reference is enough, okay?
Yeah, but you've seen that repeated. You didn't see that at the time it came out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, all right.
So thanks for looking at that one, Cameron. Night Team 4 seems like a really cool experience that I'm probably going to check out myself. But yeah, that brings us to the end of another episode of Experience Kills. Indeed, yay. Because doing stuff with me is very boring, isn't it, Cameron?
No comment.
So if you've enjoyed this video, please like it and subscribe to the channel. We would really appreciate that, because we don't charge for anything. There's no adverts, there's no Patreon, etc. We just want that like and subscribe. That helps get the word out about us, so that we'd really appreciate that. And if you don't have time to sit in front of YouTube, either on your phone or at your computer or on your TV, and you'd rather listen to these reviews in audio form, you can do that. We are on iTunes and we are on Spotify and basically anywhere you can get a good podcast. And the links to all that can be found in the description of the video. In addition, you can find me at DIYE on Twitter. That's my personal account. I'd love to have you join me. Where can they find you, Cameron?
You can find me at home in my underpants. Social media. I'll be on Twitter at Camelot.
And you can find Experience Kills at Experience Kills.
On Twitter.
And I'm just not going to comment on the pants. I'm just not. So, that's been another episode. Thank you very much, Cam.
Yeah, you're welcome. And guys, with your new skills you'll be learning from 19.4, please don't hack our website.
Yeah, no, don't hack us. Think of us as we're the elder sages. We've given you the information. Now go forth and wreak havoc on, I don't know, IGN or something. That'd be great.
That sounds like fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.